talking about the offense and learning a new offense. You're not learning a new defense. So what were you guys working on and how much progress you think you made this offseason?
I think that, you know, just during our meetings, we've been going over, you know, a lot of the things that we did last year, things that we did really well, things that we didn't do so well. And, you know, just cleaning that and polishing it as much as we can.
Where do you feel the leadership stands on your defense right now?
I think we're in a good place. I think we're in a good place because there's guys that have been here before. And so you don't really have to preach anything. I think we've already established our culture and what we want from ourselves. And everybody's pushing towards that same goal.
Is there a singular leader who's emerged on the defense? Maybe yourself, Danny, one of those guys, or has it been more of a collective leadership?
It's a collaboration, right? It's everybody pushing towards the same goal, everybody having the same mindset. And you know, that can be tough, right, to pull guys from different places. But we've had the benefit of being together now for me and Danny 3 years. Guys like Eddie Jackson coming in last year, Bryce Callahan, those guys, you know what I mean? So I think everybody has a good idea of what we want to be and what we're trying to establish.
I think when we talked to you before, you said about Roquan, that he plays like 6'5". That was your initial, you know. What have you seen from him since? What has impressed you? How much do you think he's picking up things?
That was just a nugget for you guys to get excited about. That's all. But no, he's you know, going back and watching some of his tape, he's an explosive player. You know what I mean? He's fast. He's fast to the ball. And from what I've seen, he's a fast learner. You know, he can get his checks in more than a guy that's just that you would normally see just coming in and trying to pick up a defense. He's a true middle linebacker. He knows how to handle his defensive line. Put it that way.
Okay, there's always excitement at this time of year for every team, no matter what kind of year they're coming off of. But is it any different this year, any more real to you, and anything about the optimism that you think it was more well-grounded or founded than previous years?
Give me that one more time. Help me out.
Is the optimism that you feel about, you know, the upcoming season, is there any more real this year? You know, your fourth year in the defense, just with all the changes, is it any more real this year than in the past, than optimism you felt the same?
I mean, for a team, you know, you have to – we're working together, obviously, right? And you got to have your offense. I think the biggest difference for us is having an offense that's going to score in the first half.
What's the difference, or is there a difference in you from what you were early in your career to the way you play? Just looking at sack totals the last couple of years, the way they've used you, have you changed your game? What's changed to the team over the time you're in the NFL?
I think just putting in the right positions to be successful. That's what I would attribute my play to over the past couple of years. I think Vic has a great idea of what I'm good at and what I'm bad at, right? So he's not going to put me out there in a six and tell me to go contain. You know, coming from a situation where I was being cast as a 4-3 end, I think he just knows how to use me and my strengths better. Not as much as you would in a 4-3. And then I'm just stronger and faster and better looking.
Akeem, 10th total defense last year, 9th scoring defense. I mean, you guys were top 10 in a number of categories. You mentioned in the meetings that you talked about things that you weren't good at. What are those things, and how does that look for us this year?
I think if I were to pick up my own weaknesses, just knowing the defense a lot more going into to another year, being able to manipulate the defense to benefit us more. If I know there's a certain look and I don't necessarily have to have that space that I'm, you know, responsible for because they gave us a different look, I can maneuver myself and get into a good position to make a play. So I think that, you know, overall, I think that we're all doing that. We're all learning a little bit faster than we have in the previous years.
You obviously had a really good sack total last year. How do, as a collective, you guys get more sacks, get to the quarterback?
I don't know, I keep bugging Floyd about that, man. He just got to rush harder. That's what I need from him. No, but he's a good guy, and I think our overall defensive front is, you know, we're more gelled, right? We know what guys are good at. I know I keep bringing this back to what we're good at and what we're not good at, right? But you got to play to a player's strengths, and I think that will make us improve a little bit more.
Akeem, as a group, what does this defense have to do to take the next step to, you know, your top 10 now? What do you have to do to be top 5?
I really feel like, you know, having our offense be able to get out there and keep us off the field and keep us a little bit fresher is going to benefit us a lot. I think that we played really well last year, and, you know, as long as we polish up our ends and make ourselves a little bit better and then have the offense attribute to keeping us off the field and staying fresher, I think we'll come out there with a good attitude and be able to kick some more butt.
From the other side of the ball, how does your offense look different to you?
it's faster. It's just overall, it's just, it's blazing. Everybody's catching their balls, and, you know, it's just everybody on the offensive side is, they just look a little bit fresher and a little bit quicker and more likely to make a play. And then the offense, there's so many dang moving parts. It's, you know, it gives us fits in practice. So I think that'll help.
Two more. What was your first or immediate reaction when you heard it was official that Dick and all your defensive coaches would get back?
I was juiced. I was juiced just because, you know, with change, you know, guys get lost in the shuffle. With change, you know, you're doing different things that maybe not playing to, you know, what has benefited you in the past. And so to have somebody come in that knows us and is willing to cast us in the right positions, it's super beneficial to us as a defense.
What was your reaction to Zach getting the 1-year contract yesterday?
That's awesome. That's my guy. You know, just seeing his road and the struggles that he's had to go through because of his injury, I am happy that I'm a part of an organization that will take care of his players. That's what it said to me, that they're willing to make sure that we're all right and, you know, give us the opportunity to get better. And, you know, it's just loyalty. That's what I saw it as.
Thanks, everyone. Appreciate it. Love you, Aaron.